are you willing to chat about the comments that Eric Church made? Has that been patched up?
I don't think there's any patching up. I just think that he needs to like grovel at people's feet because he totally offended so many people and so many artists, not only in his genre, but other genres, and flat out kind of insulted my husband. You know what I mean? And there's no reason to like attack people for no reason. It was just a stupid comment. And it's not like he really needed to make that point. What is the point? You know what I mean?
So in today's world where a lot of artists are getting huge exposure, on these reality talent shows, what is your advice to a new artist? Would you encourage them to definitely get out in front of this massive audience with millions of people watching?
Hell yes. Yeah. I mean, you can't buy that anywhere. You can't recreate that, you know? Like, even if you're only on there for the one episode, it's, you know, that many people saw you, where before you're playing a club with three people. I totally think it's a great idea.
So it's no longer an age of going and playing a honky-tonk or doing clubs anymore. I mean, you have to... You got to get in front of the people. Right?
No, I think this is what you do. My advice to everybody is, okay, you know, like Ray Lynn, she's been hanging out with us a lot. That was on Blake's team.
Absolutely.
And Gwen as well. And I'm like, you know, I think it's great that you're on the show, you get the exposure, then you capitalize on it and you go start playing and doing radio tour and try to get in front of labels. And I mean, I think you use it as a launching pad and then go play your butt off at every gig you can find.
I got to tell you, when you're up in Seattle and you came out and did Gunpowder and Lead at Blake's concert, kind of surprised everybody. I almost took my shirt off and just started freaking out.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome.
I mean, I just absolutely love it. I mean, you got to love whenever you go out there and they're not expecting you, right? And then you just feel that energy from the crowd. Does it never get old?
It's fun. It's so much fun. You know, every time I say, I'm not going to sing tonight. And then Blake will be like, come on, do it. And he always peer pressures me. So, yes, but it's really cool. And he hasn't got to come out with me at all. And he was out with me last weekend and surprised my crowd. So it was really neat.
Well, listen, congratulations on Over You as well. I was watching Power Picks, CMT Power Picks, and I voted for it yesterday.
Well, thank you.
What creative input do you have in your videos? Can you decide and say what you want to do, or do you follow some direction?
Yeah, it goes both ways. I mean, I have a lot of creative stuff. I'm really good friends with director Terry Fanjoy. She does pretty much all my videos now, and she's amazing. So I'll give her an idea, or she'll give me an idea, and we'll collaborate. Or like Over You, she just wrote that up, and it was so beautiful. I was like, I don't want to change anything. It's perfect.
Do you have a song that you're most proud of right now?
It has to be this one. I mean, it's. I wrote it with my husband about something so personal, and now it's a number one. I mean, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know?
Is there something, and I know, thank you so much, first of all, for the time you've given me today. Do you have, is there a hook or a song that you've heard maybe in the past week that's in the back of your mind, and you're saying to yourself, oh my God, this is going to be huge, but you haven't even recorded it? Do you have that melody? Do you have that secret little something that you just can't wait to record?
Yeah, actually, it's not for me, but Ray Lynn and I wrote a great song the other night when we were hanging out, and so I'm really excited about that. She's going to be she's a little pistol. She's our next little firecracker.
Little Ray Lynn.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, congrats on everything, and I thank you for the time, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, Miranda.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.